Okay, check us in.
Jaggerson?
Yeah, check us in.
Jagger. You said Jagger.
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 Jaggerson. Welcome, Jaggerson, to the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You glad to be here?
Yeah.
You're glad to be here?
Yes, I am glad to be here.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, it's we'll come to the spot, and I think it's like it's a second day maybe. Yeah, that I'm talking with you right now.
Second day?
Yeah, second day. The first one is yesterday, right?
Oh yeah, yesterday. Yep.
I think I'm getting better. You know, like.
Yeah, better. Yeah, your English is definitely getting better.
Yeah,
definitely
like
most. I can have a conversation with you, and
I can have a conversation with you also. Like, yeah, I get you. You know. Like, I get your tone, I get your voice, I get the what you want to say, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we can communicate.
Yeah, communicate.
Yeah, and that communicate is the heart of everything, you know, like, no needs, actually, people try to worry about their accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? That accent is the most thing that make people shy, not speak to the foreigner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, communication is definitely when they don't understand and it gets people shying away, like, oh, I don't know what you're saying, I do not understand, you know. But when you're talking, your English is evolving more, and we can talk on a deeper level than on the basic level, you know.
Yeah, sure.
So we can connect better than a person that don't know anything.
The English,
yeah.
The basic English, yeah.
Yeah,
I know. It's
English.
Like, it's hard for people to talking, like, I'm not talking about, like, an accent American. It's just a second thing. The first part is communication. If you know English, right?
Yeah.
It's like, English is something like, you need some practicing a lot. Like, because, especially if you're not a native tongue, like a method tongue or something like
mm-hmm.
that, you have to practice a lot.
Yeah, it's just like
yeah.
any other language, you know, you have to, it's like the punctuation, the tone, the way you say things. And
yeah, but you said to me that I'm speak like a Texas person, right?
A southern person.
Yeah, southern, like,
yeah,
you show it.
Like I talking into the south.
Yeah.
Those chicken wings was tasting real good.
Yeah, it looked like I'm like in a sport. A sport like a sport player, and they are narrator.
Oh, narrator for sports.
Yeah, narrator for sport player.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like sport player.
Right. A commentary.
Yeah.
Commentary
like.
Yeah, what's that word?
Like a show, like a narrator.
Yeah, like a narrator.
Sport narrator.
It's a word. It's a commentator. No, not
commentator.
It's a dang. It's the tip of my tongue. But yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's the
It's like a sport narrator.
Yeah,
right?
Sports narrator.
Yeah, it's vocabulary. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's a commentator. It's a commentator.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I know. I'm pretty sure. You know.
Yeah, but actually, it's like
about.
you try to speak the sport show
all
the time, right?
Yeah, it's like.
But I think it's getting better, like a bit. Like I'm not sure. I try to match your tone, you know, right?
Yeah, I mean,
do you feel like conscious that I'm match your tone right now?
I try to match
my tone with your tone.
I don't know. I just know that I understand you. That's all.
Oh,
I see. You know?
That. Yeah.
I don't really pay too close attention of, you know, people matching my tone. It's kind of hard.
It's kind of hard, you know, because actually I can match your tone because your tone is very unique, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I can. Maybe you can say that I mimic you or something like that.
Yeah. Always mimicking is definitely a great way to learning things.
And then learning a lot of things. Learning.
What are you running to?
Yeah, I try to. I have problem with an R. You know, an R sound.
Because you know, in the Thai, you know.
It's wrong here. You know, like it's.
Yeah.
Thai people say like that. It's like it messy with R,
yeah,
like
we
R sound.
We say R.
Yeah, R sound.
Grr.
Grr.
Rrr.
Ra.
Yeah.
English.
English. English.
English.
You gotta say the ish at the
ish.
End.
Ish. English.
English.
English. Yeah. English language is very hard, man.
I mean, once you learn it, you know, you can go to many places in the world.
Yeah, actually, I can go, but actually, you know, right? For the person who didn't use English in main language, like a native tongue, it's be harder for people who to understand.
Yeah.
Like, we have problem in communicate a lot. Like, when I try to speak, you sometimes like, huh? Like, what you say?
And then I gotta correct
you.
Yeah.
Like,
because you messes the L's with the R's
and
the E D's.
And the thing, like,
and
first of all, recently we have go to Burger King, right?
Yeah.
And I speak something that you don't understand. Which one you remember?
That's too far ago.
Yeah, it's too far, right? It's
yeah,
cannot remember.
I couldn't remember, but I know that you have problems with your. Yeah, you have your problems with your ed and.
Yeah, actually, we need to sing a song together. This song, maybe you try to rap, okay?
Rap?
Yeah, rap.
I got my own raps, that's all I know.
Can you sing a song like your own style?
My own style song?
Yeah.
Like my own song?
Cape Town style.
Let's see, I don't know how to sing. I mean, let's see.
You can sing your song, you know, right?
Sees my sunshine in the rain.
Is your song?
No, that's not my song.
You just rap.
My
song?
Okay.
Yeah.
Woulda, coulda been together, demi, even wonder. We were lovers undercover, secretly wishing we were lovers. When in lava, hot with pleasure, soaked in our sweaters. Healed in a love venture, got me writing love letters.
It's cool. It's cool, but actually it's a bit hard. It's
that
like
is really
a,
hard. Yeah, because
like a tongue twister.
It's definitely for a foreigner, it's definitely a tongue twister because I'm rhyming.
Actually lap is hard, even no matter what language.
Yeah.
It's like
because it's
higher level to play some rap, like you rap and then you can use the language more than the other did.
It's very
definitely
it calls for a very developed dexterity in the mouth and the tongue.
Yeah, I know it. Why my English is not developed. It's because my tongue is very stiff, like it's cannot roll, cannot did it like American person.
Yeah, of course,
yeah.
Because you know Thai is your native
language.
You know,
yeah.
English is going to be your your secondary, and in any language that you speak, and if it's secondary, it's going to be quite tricky to get down the accent and the tone, you know. But
I think maybe 80% is okay for me. Like just 70s and 80%. It's not 100.
Mm-hmm.
Like I still got some accent, you know, like because actually. The main thing to communicate is the heart of it is make people to
understand you. Yeah.
And the thing I want American accent is because I want people to understand me the whole world.
The whole world, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's more broader audience, right?
It's more broader. It's like I can teach in any language.
Yeah.
I mean, not in any it's English language.
Mm-hmm.
English language.
Yeah, if you go to any country, there's always going to be an English speaker. You know what I'm saying? You can't go, I mean, if you're from Thai and you go to Greenland or, I don't know, a place in India, it's going to be, I mean, some people, it would be really hard to find somebody to speak Thai and, you know.
I think so. But actually, it's like, do you know the Galapagos? Galapagos is like an island.
Over here in Thailand?
No, it's not in Thailand. It's in the, I think it's maybe in Africa.
In Africa?
Yeah, it's like an island that is have a lot of weird animal. Like the animal in the Galapagos Island is like, it's have that evolution. Like that evolution, like, it have their own species there.
Really?
Yeah, man.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
What kind of animals they got over there?
It have a lot of animals, but it look like it's not here. It's not. It's like it's somewhere else. Like a
dinosaur.
It's like it's not a dinosaur, but
I mean, like how foreign a dinosaur is. Like when we see a dinosaur, we're like, wow, we never saw that before.
And not dinosaur, but it's something extraordinary. It's not something around here. You know, right?
Oh man, the animals down there must be meeting with all kinds of other animals to make
different
kind of animals.
I think it's no way we can see the stuff in the Galapagos in our daily life, maybe.
Really?
Yeah, it's because
why?
It's because the species there is very different.
Oh.
Like it's another kind of species.
Can we see it on like YouTube?
Sure, I can show you a picture, okay? It's like the Galapagos Island is, I think, I learned from the when I'm being shy. Being child. Child.
Huh?
I'm being child.
Child?
Child, like small.
Oh, you learned when you was a child.
Yeah, when I'm a child.
Yeah, child.
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 Child. Yeah, Galapagos Island, right? And I think, yes, this one is Galapagos, and it's like the turtles here, it's not the same, it's very big. You see, right? It's very...
Man, that's huge.
It's very huge. It's
like
very
dinosaur.
Yeah, look like it's not here. And there are to here is like a monitor lizard, you know, like the lizard you see over there. But it's
the
very
lizard,
big and it's
lizard.
Lizard.
You said
lizard.
Lizard.
Yeah, monitor lizard you see over there.
Yeah.
But it's like it's not the same. It's just like it can eat people, you know. This thing can eat people. This one look like a dinosaur. Yeah.
The last dinosaur is over there.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like it's called Komodo dragon.
Oh, Komodo dragon. Okay, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a big, you know, that's a big
yeah.
lizard.
But actually it's like there are a lot of animal, kind of animal, but actually there are birds in Galapagos Island. I will show you. Yeah, it's some kind like that. You see, like it's own species. It's no way. It's no way. It's around here. You know, it's like
that is a bright red chest.
Yeah, it's
like a fruit.
It's air. I think it's something like in the lung, like it's lung. It's like it's blood. Yeah, it's like...
I wonder how that tastes.
Yeah, you wonder,
like,
right?
No,
why
it
can do
it.
That? You don't want to eat it, right?
No, it looks too beautiful
to eat. Cannot eat. You know,
it looks too
like,
beautiful to eat, yeah.
Yeah, but maybe people can try to eat it.
No.
But actually...
I want to eat that.
And you don't want
to
eat that.
I'll stick to my
chicken. Yeah, it cannot replace chicken, you know.
Yeah,
but actually this one is Galapagos Island also like
yes.
Like that you see.
Ooh, like
it's like
Madagascar.
Yeah,
and
yeah. You see,
feet.
Right? Yeah, the blue fish. Blue
he's
fish.
Swimming in pink.
Yeah, and this one like.
Well, its feet is like kind of like a duck feet.
It's a duck feet, but it's a blue one.
A blue duck.
A blue duck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And I think it's like.
Oh my god.
You cannot see. But actually, one of my guests, you know, like, she ever go to Galapagos Island before.
She did?
Yeah, she did, and
she survived?
She
survived?
She survived,
yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
But actually, you know, like, it's very hard to go there.
Hard? How hard? You gotta, like, travel
it's
by
very
boat.
Hard. You have to have a connection.
Have a connection.
Yeah, have a connection.
Oh.
You have to have a connection.
What if you don't have a connection?
If you don't have a connection, maybe you need to be a volunteer, maybe. Like
volunteer,
yeah. I think you need to be a volunteer to like to do a job in the Iceland.
Oh, so you're not allowed over there.
Yeah, and it's like a national, what do you call it? National area.
National park area.
Yeah, national park.
Like a national park, like national park.
Yeah.
No.
Up Africa maybe. I'm not sure because I'm not good in remember a thing, something, you know, like
yeah.
but something.
Hard, but it's hard to get into.
It's hard to get
you
in.
You gotta have a license or something.
Yeah, yeah. You need and you need a lot of money.
Yeah.
to go over there.
Really? Oh, yeah. Man, I'm broke.
Yeah.
I'm
but
broke.
Actually, you can set it at. I mean, because the girl who going there,
going
it's
there.
Like yeah. She said to me like, she, no mostly yeah you know like,
the
traveler yeah. Traveler mostly like YouTuber or influencer like us
yeah
or like we tend to like shoot a thing right
yeah, videos
yeah
shoot
video
yeah.
But actually she said something interesting like she said that when she doing when she going there
mm-hmm.
she didn't do shooting much
why
because she don't want to like she want to keep it at a memory like like something she, if you are like I said to Sandy back then, he go to the
fireworks?
Yeah, firework festival and he said that
there's a fireworks festival happening
in the Pattaya.
Really when?
I'm not now.
Not
I think
now.
It's not now. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But actually he go over there and I think maybe he like he said to me like yeah so I'm not shooting because when you immerse yourself in the moment you
yeah.
understand right
yeah
it's like something you don't have to shoot the
yeah.
video all the time
of course
like
okay.
you said to
yeah,
me
then.
That you have to be like in the moment on
yeah.
Sometime
yeah because you asked me earlier like
yeah.
you know I should you know record and do it. I was like this time is to relax and enjoy our time you know just you know a break
yeah a break
yeah,
yeah. I think it's the same concept you know like
yeah
maybe she don't like to I think it's have to separate
yeah
the thing you shoot and the thing you relax
yeah.
thing you
mm-hmm.
thing you enjoy the moment
they say the
yeah.
the most beautiful things are not meant to be captured
yeah I think so
yeah that's from The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, and the photographer, very famous photographer, was trying to capture a picture of a snow leopard, and a snow leopard is really hard to capture. Like they're really rare to take a picture of a snow leopard because they can sense when people's around and they can hide, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had a moment to take a picture, but instead of taking the picture, he just enjoyed looking at the snow leopard. And not knowing when he's gonna, you know, catch the snow leopard again, you know.
Yeah, my sister always like my sister's like that movie, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, my sister liked that a lot. Yeah, it's about a guy who like try to find a freedom, something like that.
Try
to find a meaning of life, something like that.
The meaning of life,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
It's a very beautiful movie. I definitely recommend people to watch it. He
yeah.
definitely, he all his life, he'd been working in a little tiny little box. And, you know, he always wanted to travel, but he didn't get the chance to travel. And he didn't want to take the risk because he was always managing his money, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's like
it's like my trip, you know. It's
yeah.
like, you know, I just like packed my bag and just went to go travel and see my horizons out there, my answers.
But actually, I think the Secret Life of Walter Mitty is a story about a guy who in the cubicle before,
yeah,
like he not freedom before, like,
yeah.
And he
mm-hmm.
tried to find a meaning of life or something like
yeah.
that. Right?
Mm-hmm. It's the moments
yeah,
in
yeah.
life that we have to enjoy.
Yeah, but actually, I wanna share you something like I learned from watching my favorite movie.
What's your favorite movie?
It's called Fight Club. You know Fight Club.
Oh,
right?
Fight Club. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, there are one scene that a guy. Actually, did you watch the movie? Did you watch the movie?
I did watch the movie.
You watched, right? You know the story, right?
I know.
Actually,
the
two
yes.
guy is the same guy.
Yeah, it's the same guy.
But actually, the scene make him look like a different guy.
Yeah.
Totally different guy. And Brad Pitt is someone that
it's
is like
it's like a his ego.
Easy go, yeah. It's something he wanna be. He wanna be that person.
Yeah.
Right?
But he is that person.
Yeah, he is that person.
Yeah.
He, all the time he are that person.
Yeah.
Yeah, but actually
that
it's like that movie teach
like
me
he
something.
He has his bad side and his good side, you know?
Yeah. It's a scene that a guy Tyler. He pour Tyler.
Yeah, he pour soap.
He pour the chemical
on the skin. Yeah.
Yeah, on the hand.
Yeah.
On of
the
protagonist, right? Out of the I think Edward Norton.
That's
or something
himself.
Like. Yeah, himself.
It's to
yeah.
say to symbolize dedication.
Yeah. Yeah. Then he says something like. Yeah, without pain. Yeah, I said to you in the Burger King, right?
Yeah.
It's like without pain, without self-sacrifice, we have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I think this one is a bit like in the end of the spectrum, you know, like another end of the spectrum, and another one is another end of the spectrum. You understand? Yeah, it's like in different character, in the different spectrum. Like,
perspective?
Yeah, it's like. The spectrum is mean the character is in the another end of its line, like it developed in different way,
mm-hmm.
right? But actually, it's the same character. It's
yeah.
very very deep, but you know, like
it's
yeah.
a very same character, and
yeah.
he was definitely battling with himself.
Yeah.
Because the scene where he had the wake up call,
yeah,
is when he put the gun in his mouth and he shot the side of his mouth.
Yeah.
You saw that one, right?
Yeah, I saw that.
And then that's when he realized, you know,
yeah.
you know, he has to be in control of himself and really have like he was fighting. They're both fighting each other to be dominant. Like I have a feminine side and I have a dominant side, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, if I have my dominant side take over, you know, I'll probably be a very terrible guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll probably be on the dark side, being somebody I don't like to be, you know? Then
yeah,
if
yeah.
I have my feminine side, I would probably, you know, be too soft. You know what I'm saying? I let people walk all over me and let people do anything to me. And I would get hurt every time, you know? I won't be fighting people, you know? But we got to have a little bit of both.
Like, it's
you
like
know?
animas, you know, right? Animas.
Animas.
Yeah. Like, a female and we have like a female and a male in one body.
Okay,
but
that's a masculine and feminine
yeah,
thing going on.
Masculine and feminine. It's
yeah.
like it have it not related with our organ, you know, like sexual organs or something like that, you know, like it's we have a sexual organ that's attached with us since we
born. Yes.
But it's not related. It's like something in yours in yourself
yeah.
is feminine.
Yeah, I mean everybody's gonna have a masculine and feminine all together, you know what I'm saying? You can't have just too much. I mean it has to balance out. For a guy it has to balance out, you know. They can have a little, like for a guy they can have a lot of masculine and have a little bit of feminine, you know what I'm saying? Or a lot of feminine. It's like vice versa, you know, a girl can have all feminine, you know what I'm saying, but she can have a little bit of masculine in her, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I know.
You know, it just all
because
depends,
if,
you know?
If actually, I'll tell you that, if the girl has some masculine side, she'll be like working outside like a man or something she can do some sport, like,
yeah,
like
sports.
A specific sports,
sports.
Like boxing or something, like shooting,
mm-hmm.
you know, right?
Yeah,
maybe.
Yep. And they can have that masculine side, but
yeah,
you know, for
but guy, you can cook, right? You can
cook.
Yeah, if you can cook, it's like your feminine skill already.
You can cook. You can
yeah.
listen.
Yeah.
You can help. You know.
You have empathy to the other. You
empathy.
Can, you ha-
yeah.
You, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like
it's
you gotta
feminine.
Have. You gotta have balance to be a great person. You know,
yeah.
Without you have too much one or the other, you know, it's just how you gonna find happiness through that, you know? So I have both, you know, I can listen, I can cook, and I can, you know, have empathy towards people that's, you know, that's in trouble, you know, I can understand because I could go through it. I can talk to them on a, you know, equal basis, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and I can be masculine at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I don't let people walk all over me. And if I have to, I can defend myself, you know? And, you know, I just like, you know, I like exercising and I like, you know,
I know. I understand you.
Yeah.
I get bullied also, you know, right? And my masculine is
like
me.
I beat up bullies.
That's why I study law, you know. My masculine inside me order me to study law.
Study law.
Yeah,
because
that's the only way that female can beat, you know, right? Can beat the thing. Because we cannot beat with violence, you know, right?
Huh?
We cannot beat person with violence.
Violence, yeah.
Yeah. Because if you beat with violence, you will be lost. You will be like, I don't know, you can...
And you can get locked up.
Yeah, you can get
locked
up.
you
can get in
see.
Jail or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you know, yeah, it's definitely knowing law is a very powerful thing because laws is what, you know, rules this earth. You know, it's what gives the rules to us humans. And without, you know, like beating them by law is like one of the greatest things you can do on, you know, getting somebody, you know, that done something bad to you or,
yeah,
you know.
Actually, if you can beat by law, you can, actually, if you speak in something like a bit dark, like, maybe you can revenge everyone by this way.
Revenge?
Yeah,
what
but actually,
revenge?
I didn't say that because revenge is not good. Revenge is not good, right?
Revenge is not good.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, when you get revenge, you won't get that satisfaction of beating them, you know?
Yeah, actually, I think it's like if you beat them that way, the karma is not in.
Yep.
Right?
So
it's like you used to have karma with them. It's like there are action, reaction, like a physics, right? Action and reaction is clashing, right?
Yeah.
And then you make some action, push it again, like in another way.
Yeah.
Then it should be back like that.
Yeah.
Like
so
that,
this
like
is
that.
The laws of exchange through karma. The laws the laws of karma, which is, you know, you can't cancel a bad with a bad, you know. Their karma is gonna come for them. You know what I'm saying? All you can do is just forgive them. But if they do it twice, then you're gonna have to fight for yourself. You know, it's like that saying. You know, fool me once.
Yeah.
Shame on me.
Yeah.
Then fool me twice. Shame on you.
I don't know. You believe in? I mean, you believe in God, right? I mean, do you believe in God?
I believe in the guy upstairs. Yes.
You believe in the guy upstairs.
Yes.
You can call anything, right? You can call energy, you can call universe, you can call like some supreme existing, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it can be anything, right?
Yeah.
Actually, if you believe that, there are some teaching in Christian, maybe. I think they say that if you love your enemy, you can love your enemy, you know, right? Like,
yeah,
you can love your enemy.
Yeah.
You can like empathy them and you like you try to put yourself in their shoes.
In their shoes.
Yeah,
if you have the understanding of what they're how they was raised, and what they was taught, you know, it's not their fault because it's the way they grew up or the way they had to go through hard times to think that way, you know? And it's easy to just, you know, just forgive them the first time, you know, and just cut them off there, you know? It's like...
Cut the karma.
It's like cut, you know, if they do bad to you the first time, you know, that's like a blessing. You know why? Because you understand that, okay, you've done something bad to me, okay, I'm not going to mess with you. You gave me a signal that, you know, that you're dangerous in the future. You know what I'm saying? So you paid for me to, like, stop. Like, say if I lend my friend $10, you know? And he don't pay me back. He was like, I'm not giving it to you back.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, it's fine. I'm not going to chase you or beat you up for it. I just paid $10 for you to get out of my life.
Yeah.
So,
that's a great way to think, you know, right?
Yeah.
Actually, my sister ever said that to me also. Like, she said to me, like, if the guy, I mean the guy she like in the relationship, right? I mean their relationship, and they did something and this man go out from her, right?
Yeah.
She said that then it's okay. The time, just spend the time to pay, forget them, get rid of them out of my life.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's more easier
yeah.
to have somebody that's really evil staying in your life than to have them easily walk out your life. It's way more easier than that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a blessing for that to happen, to just them for the just walk out, so you don't have to deal with that for the rest of your life, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
It's, things happen for a reason.
Yeah, things happen for a reason. Yeah, yeah. That's great. I think it's like, not just the law of karma, you know, it's like there are a lot of things, there are a lot of cause and effect, and
yeah.
the energy, the thing that she did to you or anyone did bad thing to you, it mean that you did something in the past before. I mean, the energy, you have bad energy before, and they, I mean, I'm not sure you believe in past life or not, but actually there are some teaching in Buddhism that they thought about you did something in past life.
Bad
actually
deeds. Bad
yeah.
deeds. I do
yeah.
I do believe that.
Yeah.
All the bad deeds you have to cancel
yeah.
out. You gotta cancel out all your bad deeds with a good deed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Until you can start getting good deeds.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
the more bad deeds you pile up, the more it's gonna stack up, and the more good deeds you're gonna have to do to get the good deeds to start coming your way and give you, you know, for you to flourish. You know?
Yeah,
so for a long time, I did, you know, I did a lot of bad when I was a kid, but as I start growing up, I start doing a lot of good deeds to cancel out all my bad deeds, and that here I am, you know.
Yeah, but
like,
actually, suppose that if our life have only one life, it's not no past life, right?
Yeah, there's no reincarnation.
Yeah, if there are no reincarnation, it's because of you, maybe the someone you. Who try to make something bad to your life, they are just substitute of a person who did some bad thing to them, and they are just a revenge or something like did some karma back to us, like they are substitute. You understand,
like,
right?
Putting spells to
like
us or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like okay. I will try to imagine this situation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just it's like you are here, okay? I'm here in this spot, and it's like we are friend, right?
Yeah.
We are friend, and it's like one day I betray you. Yeah, betray you. It's because I am a substitute of something you did in the past. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm substitute, and I did.
You did
that
it
to
because.
You. Yeah.
You did it because what I did in the past.
Yeah, but actually, it's have something because of my deed also, like we here, because we did some karma. I'm not sure. It's like something, not in the past life. If you don't believe in the past life, maybe it's like this life, but it's sophisticated, you know, like a network. Of energy,
network of energy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like we connect in some. Like we hear because our intuition when we are born is connected.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, our paths, right?
Yeah, our path.
We have
our journey.
We have our own
yeah.
individual path.
Yeah.
Our own personal legend. Our
yeah,
own
yeah.
line that goes through all types of networks.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. See, your path is here, my path is here, and I go through mine throughout my life. You go through yours and through your life. And now, you know, at some point, it crossed. This
yeah,
is our cross.
That's when we meet, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I would say that the Galapagos again. You know, it's like, it's a new island, you know? Like, it's new island. New island that new island.
Oh, the new island.
Yeah, it's been that it's just beginning to happen like maybe millennia ago. Maybe I'm not sure. Like it's just happened in the later, not the beginning of the world, you know, right?
Beginning of the world.
Like it's like it develop like that. Yeah, it's like I believe that everything happened once in somewhere.
Once.
Yeah, like in the air. You birth in the air first.
Birth in the air?
Yeah, you birth in the air first.
Birth in the air.
Like you are the result of the thought of somebody first.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But actually you have some conscious, right? Your conscious is in the air since the world begin.
Hmm. That is
yeah. You are somewhere on the earth, maybe you are
like a spiritual
yeah.
being.
I'm not sure. But I believe
like
that
the thought in the air is kind of
yeah.
hard to
but I mean it's really very 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 difficult concept. I mean but it's just only my belief, you know, right?
That's your belief,
I can
yeah.
believe anything.
Yeah. yeah,
yeah,
you can believe anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm trying to like, are you like a like we're in the sky?
We are like not we are energy.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of energy, you know,
yeah,
like,
energy, like
we are quantum, like quantum physics, you know,
yeah,
like.
Yeah.
And then we are thought before. We are not physical body like that. But we have some wish to born over here.
So it's like, you know, when we talk to ourselves, right?
Yeah, yeah.
When you talk to yourself, you hear a voice in yourself, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that voice in yourself is who?
Yeah, I'm aware thinking about that because I have experience like
yeah.
that also, like.
So.
Yeah.
In the human language, they call
yeah.
it a spirit, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So our spirit is, of course, you know, is floating everywhere. And,
yeah, but
know.
actually, in the Christian, it's called spiritual guidance. Spiritual guide. Yeah, but actually, in my belief,
mm-hmm.
only your higher self. Your higher self,
mm-hmm.
like but I'm not sure. My belief and your belief is, I mean, is get along. You know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we have some different belief, but I'll share mine first.
Yeah.
I believe that. You only live once, you're low, you know, right?
Oh, you only live once.
Yeah,
so you don't
like,
believe in reincarnation?
I don't believe in reincarnation.
Oh, okay, I
respect it, but I'm not...
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not... I think I believe only once.
Yeah, yeah.
I live only once. Yeah, and it's like...
So you believe in... You know, reincarnation is the same spirit that, you know, goes into another body.
Yeah,
within the baby, and then... The baby born, and then that same spirit kind of realize itself, and
yeah.
it kind of flourishes as the years goes out, and you have this like second like thought.
Yeah, but actually,
yeah.
I believe in this thing. I believe in dimension.
Dimensions.
Yeah,
different dimensions.
Yeah, because actually, you can be, you can have different choice, and you yourself that have different choice, is in another dimension. Maybe you are not here. Maybe you are sleeping in another dimension, you know, right?
Yeah, when I sleep,
yeah.
I go to the other dimension.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just yourself getting from higher self. Getting something from all your lower self.
So am I sleeping right now?
Yeah, if nightmare is your lower self, if you get some good dream, it means you get some message from higher self.
Oh.
I think so.
I have some good dreams.
You could dream, right?
I
think maybe it's like it works like that. I think it's like when you guess, it's like when we talk to ourselves, right? I get that experience that I feel it's not me. You understand?
The inner self is not you.
Yeah, yeah. It's not me. It's someone else. But it's not. It feel like it understand me a lot.
Hmm.
You feel that?
I don't know. I know the inner me is the real me.
You think?
And this is a remote me.
Yeah.
You know, this is just a flesh. You know what I'm saying? This
yeah,
is
that I respect that also. I mean, it's possible. It's possible to be that way. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's okay. I believe you, you know, like, and I respect that. I think it's possible.
Like, this is only material things that, you know.
And it's like, it's because of, this is our conscious, right?
Yeah.
And that is unconscious.
Subconscious?
Yeah, subconscious. Yeah, subconscious is like a thing that control us, right? Control our body, control everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe my our subconscious is like, work like a cloud. Work like a cloud.
Like, if we stay silent, if you stay silent right now, right, and you say the word blue without saying blue, say blue in your head.
Blue in my head.
In your head. Say blue in your
blue.
Head.
Yeah, yeah.
No, don't say nothing. Just say blue.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
That person.
Yeah.
That person, I believe, is like the person that's controlling this body.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know,
it's like the sim. You know the sim, right?
The what?
The sim.
Sims.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like the
like,
sim.
Yeah, whatever, you know.
Yeah, they like, they control us. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is a little bit more, you know, it's a bit weird because it's not like in games. You mean, you go into games, you know, you can grab swords and you can kill somebody, come back to life, kill somebody, come back to life.
Yeah, yeah, another game, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This one is like, there's no levels to show you like how much level, like what level are you on, or you know, how much stats of muscle you get, and it only shows by physical, you know. It only shows.
Yeah, it's very cool concept, you know, right? It's like, yeah, it's like that. It works like that, I think. Yeah, I think it's work like that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like there are somebody I call it higher self, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's which is real do you.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jackson zero.
Zero? Level zero?
Yeah.
I don't think
number
I'm
number zero.
Oh, I don't think I'm
you are number one.
Yeah.
That number zero.
Why is he number zero?
Because he born before you born.
Oh, then he should be number one, I should be number two.
He should be number zero? Because number zero is the beginning of everything, like alpha and omega, you know, right?
Oh yeah, from zero to one.
Yeah, yeah.
Milliseconds in between zero and one.
Yeah, and the number two is not so good number, you know. nobody wants to be a number two.
Nobody wants to be number two.
Are you one?
No, I like being number two. I like being number one.
Yeah, you be number one. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'll be, you know,
you should be number one.
I like to be number one. If not number one, I can be 11. I can be the second number one.
Second number one? Yeah, yeah, man.
Get it? 11, 11?
Yeah, I think that one being number one, do a number one, number two.
Yeah, if I'm not number one, I can be the second number one.
Yeah.
Like 11, you know?
Yeah, not number one, number two, it's second number one.
Yeah, second number one. That's that's the joke.
Like a copy, no, not a copy, it's like a duplicate,
duplicate
of himself.
I might not be number one, but I can be the second number one. Because
yeah, it's
in
the second
ones.
Number one.
Yeah.
The second number one is have good meaning, you know, right?
I don't know.
It's it's just 11, it means you find some soulmate, to be fame or something like that.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
They do have this thing where if it's the clock hit 11:11, you make a wish.
You make a wish?
On 11:11, yes.
Yeah, I see that. I don't know that.
Yeah, you didn't know. That's a, like a little thing they do in the States. You know, if they see 11:11 on the clock, you make a wish.
Yeah, but actually, I'm a person who didn't believe in anything extra from the sign.
Science?
But actually,
you don't believe in science?
I believe in science, but I didn't believe in something extra than science.
Extra.
It's spiritual, something like that. But actually, now I think it's different. I think it's I start to believe it.
Spiritual?
Yeah, spiritual. Because actually, it's something. Actually, you cannot trust Google. You know, right? I mean, you cannot believe in everything Google.
You can't believe it. See, there's just two types of people, right? You got people that believe everything that's written on the internet, you know, they believe in, you know?
Yeah.
And there's people like me, you know what I'm saying? I pick things through the internet, which I do research on, and I, you know, and
because
it appears
actually,
to be true.
Actually, the world is it's information the world try to shape you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But you gotta do some research,
right.
You know?
Yeah,
lot of things they say, oh, this is da blah blah blah.
Yeah.
No. I you gotta do research. This is blah blah blah, but why? Do.
The information you have to learn or you have to know is not all about the internet. It's
yeah.
not in the internet.
It's not just simple text,
yeah.
You know, you write
and
down.
And it can be a fake information.
Yeah.
Over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, that's what the internet nowadays, you know, they people think like all the answers are on the internet. All the answers not totally on the internet, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's why we gotta be more in tune of nature and what's around us, the surroundings. Like, I was on the train on the BTS line in Thailand, in Bangkok, and everybody was on their phones.
Yeah.
Everybody, like, there's not one person. It was probably like an old lady that wasn't on her phone. You know.
I think that's not so good. You know, I will be like that before.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, it's. So you have to observe the world around you more.
Yeah, of course.
Like sometimes
we're so locked in to
yeah,
the phone.
You know why I just get back to the world. I mean after my because of my phone
yeah.
is run out of battery like all the time and I didn't bring the supplement.
Charger.
Yeah, charger.
Charger.
Yeah, like, yeah, like that. And I think I get back to the world. Like every time my phone, I get the usual habits that I cannot be with the phone at a time.
Yeah.
And didn't check something all the time. You know, right?
Yeah, because
yeah.
you know we're always looking for that the dopamine hit. Every time you see like a short video.
Yeah,
and
this is not a good dopamine, it's cheap dopamine.
Yeah, it's very cheap dopamine and
yeah,
it fries the dopamine you know, things that's in your head. It's going off so much and next thing you know you're just like used to getting that dopamine hit. Now you're addicted, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're addicted and you can't go without it because, you know, you get bored easily. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you start getting disconnected from, like...
The world. Yeah, yeah. And the world around us.
Yes.
I think it's easy to get this track from the world around us. I think maybe...
Of course, through music.
Yeah, through music.
Through movies.
Yeah,
through shows. Through
yeah.
Social media.
And we didn't absorb ourselves, like, who I am.
Nope.
Like
Yeah. That's the biggest question that we should be answering ourselves throughout our whole entire lives. It's like, who am I? What do I like? Oh, what do I like to do? Oh, what's my favorite color? Oh, what's I like to eat? You know, like small questions
actually,
like that. Or
yeah, but actually, I have one question I always ask all the time, before, like, why we born. Like why we born, what the meaning of life or something like that, you know, right? Yeah, what the meaning of life,
so
why we have to suffer when every single person on the earth who have suffering a lot, they will ask themselves
what's the meaning of life. That's
yeah.
the biggest question
yeah.
that everybody asks is like, what
yeah,
am
and
I
no,
doing here?
Not a happy person will answer that, you know, right? But when you suffer, you start to ask yourself what the meaning of life.
See, that is a tricky question because,
yeah.
you know, earlier you said that you don't believe in reincarnation and you only believe in one life, you know? But what if we put that into play? Like, what if it is reincarnation and you're getting punished from your previous life?
It's okay. I mean, it's just my belief reshaping me who I am, right? But actually, if it have past life, then it have nothing to do with my thought, you know, right?
Yeah.
If it have, it's just like, you said that, I said the world is flat. It's my belief, right? But actually, there are some facts. I'm just the comment, you know? Fact is a fact. Fact, you can just change the fact. You cannot change the fact. Like, if it have a past life, it have. right? Mm-hmm. But we don't know, right?
We don't know.
Yeah.
We can only speculate and
conjure,
you know, theories and thoughts on like how the world works. But why bother, you know, trying to figure it out? You know, why don't just enjoy what, you know, you can change anything you want.
Yeah,
you know?
You can actually, it's nothing to do with past life, you know, like even the it's already present.
Yeah,
like
present.
Here.
Yeah, like if you have a bad situation, you know, you have the power to change it, you know.
Yeah.
If you are in a bad situation, you have the power to get up and leave, you know.
Yeah,
no matter, even if you don't have any money, you know, my brother ran away when a couple years ago. Well, more than a couple years ago, like 10 years ago. And, like, he wanted to create a better life for himself. And he, you know, he's over there doing his thing, you know. He created a better... He didn't like where he was staying at, so he did something about it. He moved, and he, you know, he created something better for himself, you know. You have the power to do anything you want. It's just, you know, people are just scared of change, you know. People are scared of risk because they don't know what's going to happen. They think too much to say, oh, I might not have a lot of money, or I not have a place to sleep, or I don't know where to go.
Yeah.
There's always options.
Actually, it's over scare. Like,
that's
it's the thing that they scare more is not happen.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, you're still here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you even pass the, even that it almost kill you, right?
Yeah.
But actually, you're here.
I'm here right now.
Yeah.
Like I, look, I threw.
The scariest thing is die.
I'm not scared to die.
You don't scared to die?
No.
Yeah.
Some people, to many people, they're scared to die.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But I've been in the face of death many times, and you know, it's like, why bother being scared to die? If I go, it was meant to be. If I'm meant here on this earth to do something, it would already happen already. I already went away already. But I know that I have something to do here on Earth, and I'm still here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that could have happened that could set that would have, you know.
Yeah, that my people always said, rest in peace, you know.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, it means you go somewhere peaceful already. It means no need to think about it,
you know,
anymore. Yeah.
I believe if you pass away, you gotta pass away with pure, pure happy thoughts instead of regret.
Yeah. But actually, I believe that karma, you know, like is a physics. Karma is a physics, yeah. In physics, it has a one rule for action equal to reaction. It's like something you did is equal to something you get. Like, that is passing.
I mean, that can happen. That's, you know, that's, you know, in somebody's eyes that, you know, that believe in karma, you know, being, you know, something, you know, being not like physics or anything like that, just believing in, you know, things happening. It's the same thing, you know. You do good, you get good. You do bad, you get bad, you know.
I see.
As simple as that, you know.
Yeah. Actually, thank you very much, Shane Jackson, for your thoughts. I think maybe today, I think I'm not sure. I think my English is better. Yeah.
I mean, we had a nice conversation.
Yeah, we had a deep conversation.
You know, so like, you know, I think you're improving on your
equation. Everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything. I think maybe I get in another level right now. Yeah, level up like a.
Like
Mario, you know, like
when he eats the mushroom.
Thank you, Jackson. Yeah, maybe we do. I think it'll feel fun to talk with you. Maybe next time we did it again.
Really,
without the camera, I think it's comfortable. No? It looks like, it's more comfortable without the camera.
I don't know. I thought we were just having a conversation.
You think so?
Yeah. It's good to, you know, make the...
It's a conversation. Yeah, it's a deep conversation, I guess. Yeah. Thank you very much. Okay. for everyone to ขอบคุณทุกคนที่ดูโชว์ไอ้ฟังโชว์นี้อยู่ด้วยนะคะแล้วก็เดี๋ยวมาพบกันใหม่นะในเอพิโซดถัดไปค่ะขอบคุณมากเลยค่ะก็หวังว่าจะเป็นประโยชน์สำหรับทุกคนนะคะ ขอไม่แปลนะเพราะว่ามันเยอะมากเลยขอบคุณมากเลยค่ะสวัสดีค่ะ Peace